And there are claims that despite pledges otherwise, there could be no new money to bridge a gap between EU programmes. But the chair of the Local Enterprise Partnership, Chris Pomfret, says he's been assured there will be more local influence on how the cash is spent than in any previous spending rounds. And he says the government is also looking at ways of bridging any funding gaps. The Labour MEP in the South West, Claire Moody, isn't convinced, though, and she's been speaking to our political reporter, Tamsin Melville.
It seems that the government are intent on taking the running of this out of the hands of people in Cornwall and doing it directly. That just isn't acceptable. And because of what the government have been doing, it means that there is also a delay and a gap in the funding, which means that we will lose expertise. So both of those points are completely unacceptable, as far as I'm concerned, for the work that's happening in Cornwall. There are very real risks to jobs, to support for small businesses, and for the ongoing projects in Cornwall. And I think, you know, this is just an unbelievable level of sort of incompetence and lack of trust in Cornwall that's come from central government.
So what will you be doing as a Labour MEP there in Brussels about this?
Well, I've already been making contact with the Commission about this directly. I have to say, this isn't just about Cornwall as well. It is about the other areas, local enterprise partnerships, which have been designated by the government as the funding bodies for the distribution of European money. Cornwall, there is a particular issue, obviously, because of the additional funding that comes through from Europe. But I am in touch with the Commission and will be following through on this. As you know, I've been raising this since last year, and I still have not had any reassurances, and will continue to raise the profile of this because the impact in Cornwall is huge.
South West Labour MEP Claire Moody there. Well, in a statement, Cornwall Council says it's disappointed to learn cities in England will be given more control over how EU money will be spent than Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. It says it assumed it would be given at least equal status, although this now seems not to be the case. And it adds it's very worried about the delay in getting the programme up and running and urging the government to do all it can to extend contracts through the transition period. We asked the Department for Communities and Local Government for response to all this, but have, as of yet, have not heard anything.